Welcome to the Work Life Show, where we learn how to enjoy work and have fun doing it. Hello, Chris Barker here. Good to have you with me again. I was reading some reviews I had on iTunes, or Apple Podcast, actually. It was all good, except for one. But I found that one review to be really very helpful. Now, although it was a one star, I didn't like that, but you know, it was something that made, you know, I know it was this: you don't always get your point across clearly, which is true. Not good information as far as repetitive information. That's true. I tend to do that. You know, the thing is, in my intro, it says where we learn how to enjoy work and have fun doing it. And when I say we, I'm learning. And I'm learning how to do a podcast. I'm learning how to live life different. I'm learning how to change my mindset. And I'm putting into practice as I'm learning. So in essence, we are learning together if you follow along with me, or if you have been doing this for yourself, even on your own. We all are learning. And I enjoy this process. It's had some really good highs, some what I call light bulb moments, neat times. It's had lows, because when you discover something amazing, you know, there's that sure to come where you have to climb the mountain. You have to go through the valleys. You have to battle through the process. You have to put in the work. And I'm proud to say I continue to put in the work, but I also have failed. But that failing, like one of the podcasts we have, is failing forward. So the mistakes, the falling short, the not being the best podcaster or the best at explaining, you know, what I'm trying to say. And it shows in my language, it shows in my thinking as I'm talking, because it also honestly can be I'm got to prepare better, and I'm learning that too. But I also want it to be a podcast that I can grow through, feel comfortable doing, and it will get better. And that is my goal. My goal is to help and change the minds of anybody that's willing and wanting to learn to live life different. I've said it, and I am repeating myself, working so much in our lives, whether it's working our passion or working the job we have to work for now, or we're starting our own business, it all applies. I have owned my own business, and I've had those struggles, and I've felt the pain, and I've felt how hard that can be at times. I know what it feels like. It's more work many times than a regular job. But whatever we're doing, whatever stage we are at, it still is going to have a lot of pain. It's going to have sometimes sorrow. It's the same with relationships. I've failed at relationships. I'm learning how to listen more. I have failed so many times, and I've learned I need to forgive myself, whether I'm a victim, or I think I am, or I'm the person causing the pain, or I'm the person that has done the wrong to somebody else. Either way, whether it's me or it's the other person that's not happy with me, they have to deal with what they have to deal with. They have to forgive themselves for maybe holding anger towards me or whatever it is. We've all gone through these things, and we all will. So yeah, the process is really good. I'm enjoying it. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I don't practice the things I'm learning, but it is a great journey, and I would love to help the world, you know, meaning anybody that's willing to do so. That I have a passion for it, and it's growing. more and more as I go through the process, as I battle through the battles, as I win battles, as I lose battles, you know, I'm getting more excited about what I'm doing here. And I want to continue to do it. I want to make it better. Currently, I am still working my job, and I work at a feed mill, and it's very labor intensive. They're 12-hour days. And then I'm also doing training for digital marketing, learning that space, learning more about working online. So far, the podcast has been my most, well, it's growing into my joy, the thing I have the most joy for and most passion for. Learning more online stuff is just a part of supporting what I want to do. And I'm finding my way. You know, I want to take this, go as far as I can, and be my life's work. And that's where I'm going. So that kind of goes to my other point about having, you know, where am I going? Why? What is my why? I used to hear that. What is your why? And I'm like, huh? And it threw me. It's like, what do you mean? What is my why? Why do I need a why? You know? And it's important because I guess I needed to find who I am, what I enjoy doing, because I enjoy going to work, impacting those around me and influencing those around me. Seeing someone start off with a bad day, but as we go through the day, being able to either listen or even influence to have a better outlook on our day. That's what got me started on the podcast, because I was doing that and learning and doing a little more. That got me excited. That's why when I'm going to start a podcast, you know, of course you got to decide, what are you going to do? And that's back when I started thinking more about having a why. You know, I think I've lived a lot of life just kind of going through, going day to day. You go through the same thing. You get older, you have children, you raise them, you do all what you're supposed to do. And it really starts to become real mundane. You know, it is easier to, you know, when you have children, it's, you just have to take care of them. It's like really easy as far as knowing that you have to care for them. You have to provide for them. You have to feed them. You have to, you know, and children bring so much joy and love when they come into your life that it's not hard to do that. Although it was difficult because, you know, kids can be difficult. But what I mean is it drives you pretty well. As my children grew up and they got married and they were in the house, you know, I really had to look at who I am and what is my why. Why do I do what I do, you know? And it got a lot harder going to work because, you know, you provide for your family and you do all that. You go to work. But then when the kids were gone, I really realized that I did a lot of it for them. And it was a wake-up call that I didn't do it for my wife. I didn't really have care and empathy and love for her. I just messed it up. I missed the mark. Completely, totally failed it. And it was just so obvious. And I got lost. I actually had a break in the podcast, and I really, really had a time where I was really lost. And I'm still not there. I cannot claim to be the guy that has it figured out. So with that said, it's been still a good journey through the process. And I will continue. And now I'm finding a passion that I want to see people forgive themselves, move on, move forward. What is it that's hanging you up from living life? And work sometimes is that thing. I hear it all the time. You know, the comments, it's such a repetitive, drawn in thing that work is bad. You know, work is not bad. Your job may very well be bad right now. It could be. You know, those who are negative all the time at work, those cynical things they say and all that what's going on at work, a lot of the things they say is true, but they don't bring a solution. They just regurgitate that negative truth over and over. It could be the corporation and the way it runs and the atmosphere and the company culture. It can be a number of things. But they don't bring solutions for me. They don't make my day better. And if I join, and I have, join in with them on the bantering negative warpath, it just never grows into something good. On the other hand, when you bring a different atmosphere, first of all, for yourself, and that's important. I go to work, I work for myself. The company I work for just happens to be my client. They're not necessarily the best client, and I would like to have better clients in the future, and I probably will. More than likely, it's going to happen. But I want to have a good experience now through a difficult situation and learn how to control myself, my thoughts. My thoughts, I can't blame on them. I can't blame my negative thoughts or whatever's going on my spouse or my ex-spouse. I cannot blame it on anybody but me, my actions, if I'm choosing to make those actions all the time. So I have to take responsibility. So that's something I've learned in the process during these, just, it can be really negative at work. And I've been spending time just really evaluating that situation. Now, the good thing about evaluating the situation where I work and the circumstances is learning to identify the behaviors, why they are, so I can listen to some of the things. In fact, I've joined in on the negativity because there's some truth to it. But it never has brought me any kind of helpful solutions to work my way through it. So by having a different mindset, this is what really started everything for me on work life, is learning these things. What can I do? Can I be the fire that fuels the flames for change or a different environment on my crew, in my zone of where I work? What I can do. I may never change the company. I really believe I could. I believe there's so many people that are already doing the right thing to change the culture, and companies that will realize that we need to value our people and value our customers and value our shareholders and the bottom line later. Because until you put value in your people, you're not going to see change. A company that has a strong workforce that loves their job, well-trained, but well-trained at the same time, they enjoy doing it. They can make a change in that company on a mass scale because they're the ones that touch your customers, see your customers. And it's just all being so drilled into everybody, customer service, customer service, customer service. Do this, do that, micromanaging, finding what's wrong with everybody all the time. Managers going around as if they are police that are looking for crimes. And that mentality is not producing any kind of trust or any kind of safety in the environment. It's creating a separation with the competition type management styles where people are all for one and one for all. It's like companies have forsaken the way a team can run. You know, if a coach ran a team like the way companies run their companies, that coach would fail miserably. It's being congruent and building a vision of where you're going and creating a culture that people feel safe, they feel alive, they enjoy the work they do, they enjoy the atmosphere, and they can feel safe enough to admit when they make a mistake. They can feel safe enough to suggest things they can do or that can be done to make change, to make things more efficient. So this is where I'm coming from, and I'm so happy to say that's what I've been able to do and experience some of these things where I work. It brings me freaking amazing joy. Gets me pretty pumped sometimes. And I actually do enjoy my job because the way I'm approaching it. There is days where I haven't, and I think about it when I'm not doing so well and having a difficult day. I think, man, I don't want to live like this for the rest of my life. And I'm a dreamer. I always dream of having my own company that I can do what I know I want for others. And that is my passion. But that's not where I am right now. I'm where I need to be for now. And it turns out, because it happens to be going through this desert-filled valley, that there are struggles in the process of going through. You know, it's one of those things where it's like you feel like you're a rag, that all the water's been squeezed out. You know, they want to squeeze more, but you just, there's no more. You know, there's just no more. You can get to that point. You know, you've heard the comment, you know, you can't get any more lemonade out of that lemon. You've already squeezed it, you know. So that's been my journey as far as how I feel about all this. So yeah, my why has grown, and my passion is to help others, to help you, that you can experience these calms in the middle of storms, to have like a confidence and hold your shoulders high and feel proud of what you're doing. I don't know what you go through in your workplace, but I know I've gone through some stuff for myself, and I've made it through my difficult times. I believe you can too, because I also, in learning through the hard times, I've learned that I can do so much more than I ever thought I could. Now, I have had some really good things. My supervisor is one of those guys that's a real tough guy. I mean, not just kidding. He's tough. He can hold his own for sure. You know, one of those don't be a wuss, just go do it kind of. And I'm being polite. He obviously, he's had a rough life, and he's seen that he's pushed through, and he pushed me. And I ended up kind of just diving in, doing things I didn't know I could do. And the more I did them, they got a lot easier. And they really weren't as difficult as my mind was telling me. I can remember having a lot of anxiety, running heavy equipment, a high stress situation, lots going on, a lot of demand coming at you. By pushing through those, I started to realize you can relax through them. You can learn how to just take it a step at a time and just keep going. Just keep steady. I learned a lot through a little bit of tough, kind of like a coach would. So there's a lot of good people can offer, even in an environment that is not the ideal culture. Maybe not even feel like a safe environment. And what I mean by safe is you might be in an environment where you feel like you're threatened, they can replace you, you're expendable, it would be easy to replace you. Those kind of things, you know, where you just feel you're being micromanaged to the point where there's a microscope on you and they're just looking for that mistake all the time. Those kind of situations where you're just like, I can't do anything right, or I can do 80% or even 95% right. And then that 5% I do wrong, it's like, that's what they focus on, and they blow it way out of proportion. And that happens. And that's happened where I work. But looking back and looking at the good things in it and what I did learn, and me being me and being okay with who I am and having a self-confidence, changed everything. I don't go to work needing a pat on the back, good job, because I'm working for myself, and I want my customer, that happens to be my employer, I want to serve them well. And I want to finish the day, even if they're demanding way too much. I know if I can make it through the day steady, trade my time honestly, and do my work, and learn a little bit more, win through the challenges, finish my day, and I'll do a little bit of a backtracking and go, I served them well. They could chew me out and fire me at that minute at the end of the day, and I know I did well. It doesn't hurt my feelings. It's, well, you know, that's fine. I'm very happy and satisfied with myself, what I've provided, and what I'm doing. And if I can do that, the next thing I do, I'll just take those qualities and everything I'm learning through the difficult situations, I'll take them with me to my next work adventure. And that excites me. That makes the bad times have purpose and have something of value. The old way of thinking was just so boring, and I don't like being bored. I like the way things are going, and I'm excited to see what my future has for me. I'm excited to hopefully hear what your future has for you, because we can do more than we realize we can do. We are all amazing, and we are all able to do way more than we could even think. And I hope that I could be a part of doing that for you and see that happen in your life. And I don't always hear, you know, reading the reviews I did read and those being helpful, man, that made me feel good, because it, even if it's a small impact, it's so worth it. But I want it to be a big impact, because I get great joy out of seeing other people succeed and other people do well for themselves. So that is my passion. That is my goal. I am so glad you joined me today, and I'm enjoying this, going to keep doing this. Please look up my email. Email me. Let me know what you think about the podcast. Has it been helpful? I love hearing that. Criticism, I'll take lightly, because some of it is good. Most of the time, it's whatever. I have to feel good about myself. So please, but let me know. Contact me. Go to iTunes and do the reviews in, I keep saying Apple Podcasts is what it is, not iTunes. Apple Podcasts, review the podcast. It's at a 3.9 now. I'd love to get that up. I appreciate your help, and thank you. My name is Chris Barker, and thanks for listening. You have a great day.